It is the day that people have literally been waiting for potentially all of their lives, or for a very large chunk of their lives. A very good Monday to you. It is April 8th. It is the Great American Eclipse. It is going to be a day of interesting things, because not only is it an eclipse we're trying to get a view of, but we may be dodging some pretty big hail. Max Crawford's with me. I am Shel Winkley. Let's dive in. Okay, so let's talk cloud cover today. I think that's going to be one of the things people are most interested in before potentially the sky starts falling. But that won't happen during the eclipse. We do expect cloud cover. In fact, we're waking up to cloud cover and even some areas of fog. Once we get around midday, though, some of our high-resolution forecast modeling has been pointing to at least a broken sky. So I think we'll see high clouds overhead that can veil the eclipse. But in between some pockets of low clouds, there's the chance that we could actually see, every now and again, parts of that eclipse. That said, the eclipse begins at 12:20 peak time. The maximum eclipse is at 1:40 p.m. Now, in Bryan and College Station, we get a 98.6% eclipse, meaning it's a dim sky, but it's not a completely dark sky. In places like Cameron, Northern Milam County, or Bremond, Northern Robertson County, you'll get some time where it is totality. In Bremond, it's a minute and a half totality. Around 1:40 is the start time there. That is where, if the skies were clear, you'd also be able to see things like Jupiter and Venus and Mars and potentially even a comet that is traveling past Earth as we speak. It is going to be cloudy, though, and let's say it's a completely overcast sky, then in Bryan and College Station or anywhere else in the Brazos Valley not in the path of totality, it probably will look as dark as when a big storm is about to roll in. But if you are in the path of totality, northern Robertson or Milam County, it will still look like the early portions of nighttime or right about twilight. It will get dark, and you will notice a difference as totality happens.
We had to know that on a day of a total solar eclipse in the state of Texas in springtime, that there was going to be a chance for severe weather, right? Right? Well, of course, that's how it looks as a deepening trough of low pressure from the upper levels sweeps over the state of Texas over the next several days. Surface low pressure system forms and deepens over the course of the next couple of days as well. That is what is eventually going to bring a cold front down our way. And it all starts with a warm front that will set the stage for an unstable afternoon. Yesterday, we saw dew points dip down into the 30s here in BCS. Color me a little bit surprised on that one. But it was dry as we went to bed, and now it is already back to humid as you wake up this morning as that front continues to move northward. Now, this front is not necessarily like a cold front where you oftentimes see thunderstorms form along it. This is really just a big plume of Gulf moisture that is going to move northward over the state over the course of the day and just kind of set the stage again for some unstable air to set up. And then the trigger there is sunshine, which, as Shel mentioned, could help us see the eclipse better, but it could also warm up the surface and get some thunderstorms going. Latest model data, which does actually take into account that quick little loss of solar radiation from the eclipse, says that's really not going to matter with the bottom line, and we're going to see some thunderstorms pop up a little bit later today. Very little capping forecast this afternoon, so really it will just take a little bit of sunshine, a little bit of warming to get widespread thunderstorms to form, which models are in agreement that will happen at some point around the 3 to 4 o'clock hour this afternoon. Strong winds and hail going to be the main threat to go along with this, but an isolated tornado certainly can't rule that out over the next couple of days, just because we will have a little bit of spinniness in the low levels especially. So, you got some plans to go out and view the eclipse, just check the Pinpoint Weather app right after, and we'll let you know if and when those thunderstorms start popping up, where they are, all that good stuff. Mind that as well, if you are going to be traveling across the state, maybe headed to totality, you could be running into some thunderstorms on your way back. So the Brazos Valley is technically under severe risk for Tuesday and for Wednesday as well. In fact, Tuesday, the eastern Brazos Valley is specifically shaded with a higher risk for tornadoes that stretches into deep east Texas into western Louisiana as, again, we stay in this unstable air mass. High-res model data is having a real hard time, though, on where exactly thunderstorms initiate on Tuesday between potential overnight storms across northeast Texas, cloud cover sticking around in our area. It's just a little bit of of a mess right now. So Tuesday could potentially be quiet for us, but better to expect the afternoon and evening once again to be a little bit on the rowdy side. We'll, of course, continue to keep you updated. Think the most widespread rain chance for the rest of the week after today is going to be Tuesday night into Wednesday as that cold front actually pushes through. So the main show for Wednesday could very well be from the wee hours of the morning through about the morning drive, and then an afternoon shower storm is going to be a possibility, but that will start a drying trend through the rest of the week and into the weekend. After that, we should say hello to some clear skies and some more fresh spring weather. Hopefully we get some beneficial rain and not much in the severe weather department and just enjoy the pleasant weather to finish the week. Either way, you can bet your Pinpoint Weather app is going to be a great investment for you over the next couple of days.
All right, friends, that'll do it here for today. Again, it is going to be a day to monitor things for several different reasons. If you're here in the Brazos Valley, make sure you're keeping an eye on the radar as we head into the afternoon. And if you're traveling to or from Totality and are going to be traveling after the solar eclipse, do know that those storms can impact your travel. And again, the KBTX Pinpoint Weather app is the best way to get the information as quickly as we can. It will follow you, so if there's a warning, even if you're not inside the Brazos Valley proper, it will let you know. Be safe, enjoy the eclipse, and we'll try to get out of here without any of the big rough stuff today. For Max Crawford, I'm Sean Winkley. We'll see you back here on the next edition of the Pinpoint Podcast.